remember last week we were telling you the story of Peggy Worrell, who's searching and searching for her wedding dress that she believes may, well, she knows, was accidentally, mistakenly donated to a charity by a dry cleaner and ended up at an op shop.
I made a list of like 14 op shops in the whole Coomera, Oxenford, that whole area. I called everyone. They were lovely, but they were like, you are looking for a needle in a haystack. I hate to break this to you. You're never going to find it. Because apparently when you have a wedding dress, if it doesn't sell at one op shop, it goes back to the main area where they store the dresses, and it can go and be sent out to other locations.
Which it was. The Uniting Church op shop at Mudrabar is where it ended up, and it was sold to someone. Unfortunately, Peggy is no closer to being reunited with that dress, but her story has raised a lot of eyebrows, including some at the Dry Cleaning Institute of Australia. Yes, there is one. The Institute's CEO, Catherine Clooning, says there's around 850 dry cleaning businesses across Australia. Around a third of them are registered with the DIA, the Dry Cleaning Institute, which, among other things, helps resolve disputes between customers and dry cleaners. And the ABC's Mark Rigby asked Catherine how often customers raise disputes about dry cleaners losing their clothes or indeed donating them to charity.
Not as common. So most of the disputes we deal with are more of a technical nature. So if a dry cleaner cleans a garment and something happens afterwards, we help them determine whether that was maybe a manufacturing issue, a dry cleaning issue, or something the consumer had done prior to the garment being cleaned. Every now and then we'll deal with complaints where a dry cleaner has given out the wrong garment to another customer. That's one we probably deal with more. When garments are donated to op shops, it actually doesn't happen as much as people think. Most DIA members actually hold on to them for quite a long time. We've got members who've had wedding dresses for 5 years that they've kept in their stores, yes, which takes up a lot of room. So we'll get dry cleaners maybe after, you know, 5 or 6 years they've decided to do a clean out. They need the space. That's when they'll contact us, and then we refer them to consumer affairs or fair trading in their state or territory, because there are different rules around how you dispose of uncollected goods.
Yeah, you've kind of preempted me there, because we did a bit of looking around, and I think in Queensland it's I think it's 6 months. And then in New South Wales, I think it's 3 months. There seems to be different rules everywhere for how long dry cleaners need to hold on to these garments.
Absolutely. And in Victoria, there's also a monetary value which can decide how you dispose of those unclaimed goods. So, you know, a couple of $50 shirts that might have been left for 2 years will be disposed of very differently to a wedding dress, you know, which often run into the thousands and thousands of dollars.
How unusual is this case, would you say, Catherine?
Fairly unusual. I haven't heard of it before, and I've been with the DIA for 9 years and dealt with a lot of complaints and mediated a lot of dry cleaning issues. So most dry cleaners who've contacted me saying, you know, what do? I need to get rid of some goods. We always tell them, record every conversation you have, trying to get in touch with the customer to let them know that you're planning to donate the goods because they haven't been picked up. Write to them. Just make sure you keep a record of everything. So if they, on the off chance, they did come back to you, you can say, we did try and contact you.
How often would you say, or are you able to even put a number on the amount of complaints that come through about wedding dresses, though? Because they are obviously very sentimental items, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And they're probably the most difficult complaints that we deal with just because of the sentiment involved, which everyone's aware of. The dry cleaner's well aware that they're sentimental items. We get about 20, well, I would say technical issues a month in our office, either from members of the public or dry cleaners. And of those, probably one or two a month relate to wedding dresses and get things going wrong with a wedding dress when they've been cleaned. If that dry cleaner is a member of the DIA, then we will investigate further, and we can usually mediate a resolution to that.